Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over the news from the Atlanta Fed. And they've got this tracking system where they predict future GDP. It's called GDP Now. And it is now showing us zero. GDP Now is now at zero. So let's dive into this and see if we can kind of figure out what on earth is going on. And then, of course, look at this through the lens of the yield curve. You guys are probably getting sick and tired of me saying that, but I think it's the most important macro. Well, obviously, the war is the most important macro thing going on right now. But with the United States domestic economy, I think that's the most important thing going on. One more thing I wanted to report that just popped up on my news feed is that there has been a ceasefire or with Ukraine and Russia. Some great news that the sides, I'm just reading it here, sides agree to some, not all, but some ceasefire, citizens outside, out of the way of the line of fire. So I'll be tracking that more throughout the rest of the evening, but at least a little bit of good news. I'll take it when we can get it. So let's get back into this GDP. I'm going to put a screen share on here for Josh. And this is from Schiff's website. I don't know if he still runs it. And stagflation warning, Atlanta GDP or Atlanta Fed cuts Q1 GDP projection to zero. And you can see this chart looks like a chart of Russian stocks. Pew! It's like a Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote video or cartoon when he walks off the cliff. But that is a plummet for sure. Article on Tuesday, Atlanta Fed cuts its GDP estimate first quarter 2022 to zero. Keep in mind, guys, this is on the backdrop of the, or not the Fed, but Powell coming out yesterday and saying that he was going to stick to his guns as far as raising rates in March. Now, will he raise 25 basis points or 50 basis points? That we don't know. But the Atlanta Fed GDP Now is going one way, and Jerome Powell is going the complete opposite direction. So what will that do to the economy? Maybe is that what the Atlanta Fed Now predictive algorithm is? Maybe that's what it's saying, or maybe that's what it's incorporating into this projection for a zero growth. And this is real growth, not nominal. But maybe they're also looking at that yield curve, seeing it flatten out, and then saying, okay, well, Fed's going to raise rates into a flattening yield curve. That's not good for GDP growth. So let's keep moving on here. Just a few days ago, the estimate was for 0.6. That was down from 1.3 just a few days before that. It's not an encouraging trend. Keep in mind, Atlanta Fed GDP estimates tend to start high and then fall as the quarter progresses. We're still only in the quarter, or we're still early in the quarter. So what they're saying is, if it could go down, I can't imagine they would predict a less than 0% just because I think the powers that be in the New York Fed would say, no, you can't do that because we don't want to scare people, because then they're not going to go out and buy things, or they're going to save. And as Keynesians, that's the opposite of what they want them to do. I think they would see that as kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I can't imagine it would go negative, but we'll have to pay attention to this and see what happens. So just a few weeks ago, a collapse in economic growth seemed impossible. We are coming off of 7% GDP growth in Q4. That's got to be nominal. 7%. I think they might be conflating. Or are they doing, maybe they're doing trailing 12 months. They might be doing trailing 12 months for Q4 and then doing quarter after quarter for this Fed Now Q1, or they're just looking at nominal growth. That can't be that's not an apples to apples comparison. I'm 95% sure of that. But the point is well taken, that GDP growth was extremely high in Q4. And now it's down to zero. So whatever the correct number is in apples to apples, it's a hell of a lot lower now. They said, but we are here, stagflation is defined as little to no economic growth coupled with high inflation. High unemployment as well, or high real unemployment, and maybe even not just no economic growth, but negative economic growth with high inflation. This puts the Fed in a nasty spot, sure does. The central bank would typically respond to an economic contraction with rate cuts and quantitative easing, but the Fed is supposed to be tightening monetary policy due to the surging inflation. Now, this is right. I mean, the Fed is really in a bad spot right here, but it's their own doing along with the federal government. I mean, this is you reap what you sow.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
What do the central banks do? The article states, odds are the Fed will back off of tightening or abandon it completely. I would agree. I would not have agreed with this 2 weeks ago, but now with Russia, Ukraine, I think there's a far higher probability that they back off of this tightening trajectory or this path that they're on to, I don't know if it's the dot plot, you know, something like that, where they're going to be tightening maybe 7-10 times this year. I think the probability of that was incredibly low 2 weeks ago, and I think it's a lot lower now. Not to say they won't hike. I think they'll hike until something breaks. The question is, when will it break? And I think it will break earlier now than 2 weeks ago due to what's happening in Russia and a variety of other factors. So inflation will continue to spiral upwards as the Fed throws more gasoline on the inflationary fire. This is what they argue. You guys know that even a couple weeks ago, I did that whiteboard video that was very controversial for, I don't know why, but basically I was saying that I thought the CPI might go down slightly in Q3, Q4, based on where it was prior to going down. I don't know if that's 7.5. I don't know if that's 8%. Just due to a lot of macro variables that took us to the 7.5 rate of CPI subsiding, i.e. the supply chain disruptions and the government deficit spending. Not that it'll go away. I didn't imply that we would go back to the supply chain efficiencies we had in 2019. No. But I thought it might get a little bit better with them pulling back on all the Cervasa sickness restrictions. And I thought, well, the government's probably going to be spending a little bit less, although they'll still have massive deficits, but less than the deficits that brought us to this 7.5 number to begin with. So that was kind of the thrust of my argument. And then I thought the stock market might go down as a result of the Fed raising rates, which would kind of decrease purchasing power. If you want to look at aggregate demand, decrease aggregate demand. But as of the last couple of days, obviously, the variables have changed significantly. Now, I don't know if I would back off my base case that I outlined in the video, in the whiteboard, but again, the variables have changed, and I need to take that into consideration. Number one, how do these supply chains, or how are they going to be affected by a potential world war? You know, how have they even been affected with this invasion. And what does $110 oil mean to prices overall going into Q3, Q4? We've got all these cross currents, like we always do. We talk about on this channel. So the cross current of the price of oil is a lot more significant at 110 a barrel than it would be at 90 or 85 a barrel. So will that counteract maybe some of the disinflationary pressures of less government spending, deficit spending, or less purchasing power by the stock market potentially going down? What we're seeing, if the Fed continues to raise rates as GDP projections are zero and the yield curve is flattening, these are all very, very interesting questions that we need to ask ourselves and pay very close attention to moving forward. This is a very fluid situation as far as what may happen with not only the Fed, the stock market, supply, demand, but also therefore what may happen to CPI as measured by the government, which you guys know is completely inaccurate. More importantly, what will most likely happen to prices of the stuff that you and I buy daily. At the end of the day, that's what we're really worried about. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.